Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little short political podcast. Hope you'll enjoy this one here. And as always, sponsored by our good friends at Quantum Hypno, which help keeps this show going. So do hit the click. Let them see that you actually do click our sponsor's name, which helps keep me going. So if you could do that, that'd be great. I want to talk about the departure of Varadkar. Of course, little Leo Varadkar, suddenly stepped down as Irish Prime Minister yesterday. And I wondered what you thought of that there. And I've got a very clear view of what happened. And it's not what the media is telling you. Always never believe the mainstream media. It's not that he somehow got tired of power. No. He was given a job by the globalists. You have got to deliver the Irish people, on the high altar of the values that we espouse. And one of those things is he was with the two referendums that he ran. It was about removing the word mother and family and essentially redefining marriage for Ireland, making into that sort of absolutely corrupt WEF approved version of marriage. And he failed. The Irish people gave him a big raspberry and said, "Saw it off, Leo." And so it shows you how ruthless the World Economic Forum and the cabalists are. Leo hasn't delivered, so Leo's out the door. And that's why he's gone. It's for no other reason. It's not that he suddenly got tired. It's not that he suddenly wanted to go and do something else. He was given his marching orders because he failed to deliver what the globalists want, and that is to create Ireland into an even greater cesspit of immorality than that which it currently is. And that's how the globalism works with all these people. You know, they all get their moment in the sun and they're all, you know, masters of the universe and they're built up by the media and they get all the praise. But that's all conditionality. And the condition is that they deliver what the globalists want. And what the globalists want, well, it changes from time to time. A few years ago, it was they wanted, obviously, lockdowns and they wanted to crush business and they wanted to force people to take these death jabs. They wanted that. And then they wanted people to show just how keen they are to bring in the third world into the first world. Ireland's obliged in that regard. And then, of course, but it doesn't stop. It never stops, you see. So then we have to define marriage. It's not that between a man and a woman any longer. It's as how did they define it? A durable relationship, whatever the hell that means. That's what the Irish were. That's what Varadkar was tasked to get through. And unless I see people saying naively, well, let's hope his successor is going to be better. He won't be. He can't be. People need to understand, just like we in the UK understand that there's no difference between Rishi Sunak and Keir Starmer. There's no difference. Well, there's no difference in any of the Irish political leaders of the main parties anyway. They're all the same. They're all globalists. They've all bought in. And because they've all bought in, they've all been captured. And therefore, they will do exactly that which they're told to do. So don't hold out any prospects of, you know, some freedom fighter suddenly getting to the top in Ireland. It's literally impossible. It literally cannot happen. So what they'll do is they'll replace Varadkar with someone just as amenable, but hopefully more competent in being able to get them that which they want. They want to distort out of all recognition what at one point was a traditional Catholic Irish society that worked pretty well. Wasn't perfect, but no society is. They want to contort that into some sort of hellscape where marriage is anything, where the word mother means nothing, and where ultimately all forms of degeneracy will rule. That's what they want. They don't want it just for Ireland, of course. They want it for every country. They want it for the UK. They want it in the US. They want it everywhere. And as the West falls, their cries to get this increase, and they'll go to every length to force it through. So the politicians that are in their, you know, their back pocket, they become very, very then, vulnerable to doing the thing that the cabalists want or being shown the exit door. And that's what's happened with Leo Varadkar. As I say, he only 4 or 5 years ago, he was being praised as a hell of a guy, master of the universe. Everything he surveyed, you know, he was a master of it. And don't forget, he's wonderfully multicultural and everything else. This guy has tortured the Irish people ever since he got into any position of power. He's made life misery for many people. And the corruption of Ireland continues, of course, even after he goes out the front door. But at least he will be going out the door now. And it's a small victory, friends. It's a really small victory. Was I happy to see that he went? Yes. But I mean, again, he's a guy that should be in the Nuremberg dock for the crimes that he's committed whilst he was in power. And Micheál Martin and Mary Lou MacDonald and all the rest of them will just be as bad. So we take an intake of breath. We say, well, goodbye, Leo Varadkar. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. We can say that and have a small moment of consolation. But he's been gotten rid of by his own masters. That's the thing to understand. And what follows next can't be any better. Thanks for listening.